She was about to tell him that she hadn't heard their follower for a while, when something behind them pulled in a great, gasping breath. She felt the air around her reverse direction, felt the tight curls on her head spring wildly about as the air was sucked backward. There was an enormous slobbering noise that made her feel like screaming. Whatever was back there, it was big. No, enormous. 11. They pelted down another of those short stairways. 50 yards beyond it, 3 more of the pulsing globes bloomed with unsteady light, but after that there was just darkness. The ragged tiled sides of the passage and its uneven, decaying floor melted into a void so deep that it looked like a physical substance, great clouds of loosely packed black felt. They would run into it, she thought, and at first their momentum would continue to carry them forward. Then the stuff would shove them backward like a spring, and whatever was back there would be on them. She would catch a glimpse of it, something so awful and alien her mind would not be able to recognize it, and that might be a mercy. Then it would pounce and... Roland ran into the darkness without slowing. And of course, they did not bounce back. At first, there was a little light, some from behind them and some from the globes overhead. A few were still giving off a last dying core of radiance, just enough to see another short stairway, its upper end flanked by crumbling skeletons wearing a few wretched rags of clothing. Roland hurried down the steps, there were 9 in this flight, without stopping. Oi ran at his side, ears back against his skull, fur rippling sleekly, almost dancing his way down. Then they were in pure dark. "Bark, Oi, so we don't run into each other," Roland snapped. "Bark!" Oi barked. A 30 count later, he snapped the same order, and Oi barked again.
"Roland, what if we come to another stairway?"
"We will," he said. And a 90 count after that they did. She felt him tip forward, feet stuttering. She felt the muscles in his shoulders jump as he put his hands out before him, but they did not fall. Susanna could only marvel at his reflexes. His boots rapped unhesitatingly downward in the dark. 12 steps this time? 14? They were back on the flat surface of the passageway before she could get a good count. So now she knew he was capable of negotiating stairs even in the dark, even at a dead run. Only what if he stuck his foot in a hole? God knew it was possible, given the way the flooring had rotted. Or suppose they came to a stacked bone barrier of skeletons.